Earlier this month, crews began the process of tearing down two abandoned buildings behind the 100 Mile House Community Hall. While 263rd Street has sat empty for more than a decade now, it was once full of laughter, conversation and good music. The former church was the birthplace of CKBX Radio, which made it their home from 1971 to 2014 and the host of 100 Mile House's old access cable television studio. Current BX morning show host Chris Adams said he remembers that old studio fondly and was sad to see it go. The radio station went through a lot of ups and downs, a lot of staff went through there. We finally, sadly, moved out of there about 12 years ago into our current location, Adams said. I'm sad to see it go because it played a part in who I am today, a big part really. CKBX was originally founded in July of 1971 by the late Ken Wilson as station manager and his second-in-command Dave Nesbitt, broadcasting its inaugural show on Canada Day. At the time, CKBX was the smallest manned radio station in all of Canada and initially only broadcasted for 3 hours a day from 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and noon to 1 p.m. Over time, under Wilson's leadership with the help of men like Nesbitt and later longtime morning host Larry Rode, CKBX grew in size and influence, becoming a cornerstone of the community. Their studio was a place for people to come and talk about their lives while listening to good music. When I was growing up, I didn't have a lot of access to the TV station because where I lived we didn't have access to the cable TV station, but we all got the radio. It was the lifeline to a lot of outing areas, Adams said. Adams said he doesn't know why Wilson and the CKBX team chose the 3rd Street location, but theorizes it was most likely one of the only properties available at the time. Built in 1957, the building was the original home of the 100 Mile House Evangelical Free Church, then the South Caribou Evangelical Free Church, and was built by its parishioners. After CKBX moved in, Adams said they renovated it to be a proper radio station, installing an office, record wall, a sound booth, an engineering room and all the other amenities the studio would need. He recalled CKBX's control board was custom-built for the space and wired by hand. His relationship with CKBX started as a child when his Forest Grove Elementary School class went on a tour of the station. At only 7 years old, Adams said he was fascinated by how everything worked and it left an impression that's never quite left him. It was a rundown little building, but it was what you imagined a radio station to be. There was an enclosed booth where all the records were on the walls and in the latter years Larry Rode had a lot of knick-knacks and hats on the shelves there, Adams recalled. There was history in every little corner in that building. It was a lot of fun to be in there. It had a lot of character. As he grew older, Adams' desire to experiment in the world of media grew, as did his involvement with the station. In 1989, he started up Pump Up the Volume on Wednesday nights with his high school friend Chris Petman in the CICB Cable 10 access television studio that was set up in the basement. Adams said Ian Boyd was in charge of that studio and allowed high school students from his generation to have fun shooting and producing shows. One of our watchers, maybe our only watcher, was Larry Rode, and Larry got a hold of me and said, "Come into the radio station someday." Long story short, that's how I got started in radio, Adams said. Larry was famous for putting people on the air when you walked in. The door was open, you grabbed yourself a cup of coffee and you sat down. Rode became his mentor and encouraged him to pursue a radio career, allowing Adams to record his demo reel in the CKBX studio, which was a special experience for the aspiring host. Getting a job in radio proved challenging in the early 90s, however, with Adams attending school and working with computers for several years before ultimately getting his dream job 8 years ago when CKBX hired him. By that point, however, the radio station had moved out of its old space into its current office on Alder Avenue. The old station was growing musty and CKBX's management wanted to move them into a new, modern setup. Adams noted that when they moved, a crew cleaned out a lot of the radio station's old stuff, and much of it got lost in the move. One of the only artifacts left from that time is an old sign that once hung on the building, which Adams proudly displays in the new office. After CKBX left, their old studio sat empty for years, next to several times when people would break into it. One of Adam's enduring regrets is that he never got to work a shift in the old studio, telling the 100 Mile Free Press he's considered taking his equipment over a few times. Now, however, he'll never get that chance. Only a few weeks after CKBX's 54th anniversary, work crews arrived to tear down the old studio and the neighboring Caribou Pump and Water to make way for the construction of a new accommodation for healthcare professionals. While Adams said it was time for the building to come down, he hopes the history and memories made in that building will endure long after the last of the debris is cleared away. It needed to go, but it's still sad to see it go. There were a lot of happy times in that building for a lot of people, Adams remarked.